Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military and veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping, keeping us free and safe. Not everybody that's out there working tonight on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and men and women out there. Our bulk mail haulers have the day off because it is a federal holiday. Juneteenth is a federal holiday, although the holiday itself was yesterday. Now, our suicide jockeys are out working hard. Tom down in Venice is out delivering gas and diesel to the places that need it. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, the Trump Social Network as well. And we're there. Our handle on all of them is at Captain's America. The same with Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and check out all the different stuff that we have to offer. Alrighty, FoundersCode.com is a website you heard me talk about. You need to check that out, too, because our next guest is the person that's responsible for the material that's on FoundersCode.com. And it's not only then none other than Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is a wonderful day in the neighborhood. Now, listen, we've had a another vicious shooting, this time in Washington, D.C. It was supposedly a Juneteenth party that went awry. What do you know about it? I gave out the information earlier, but we'll do an update now.
Well, we know that we have a 15-year-old that is dead. It was an what was the word I think that they used? It was an unpermitted, meaning that whatever this gathering was did not have a permit.
Correct.
Event. There were several weapons that were recovered. All handguns, it appears. There was lots of music that was going on, people standing around everywhere. So we don't know what caused this thing, but there were, they say, 100 police officers at this event. I find if it's an unpermitted event, why'd they have 100 police officers? But this was some kind of a weird festival on U Street,
yeah,
which is not particularly right in Washington, D.C., but, I mean, it is Washington, D.C. So anyway, I guess things went sideways, but it almost tells me that there were some gang attendees.
Looked like it to me. By what I saw with a guy running away with a gun, holding it on a 45-degree angle, pointing it backwards behind him, just shooting it.
That's how they do it.
That's gang, yep. All right, let's drift over to the phone lines real quick here. Mel in Saratoga Springs is with us. Okay, Mr. Mel, what's on your mind?
Oh, yes, good morning, Denise, and good morning, Captain.
Hey.
Yes, I'd like your opinion on these rhinos. There's there's seven. There's about seven of these rhinos that have voted with the Democrat Party, and I'm sick of these people that voted to have women drafted into the military. You have Marsha Blackburn. You've got Tommy Tuberville, and you have Joni Ernst. And there's about four or five others that voted I'm sick of it. I don't see women volunteering. That's fine, but as a mandatory draft, this is sick. I've had it up to my earlobes. I'd like your opinion. Thank you.
All right. One word: Israel.
Well, first of all, let me see if I can say this right without getting it too confusing. The Pentagon actually allocates dollars for the draft in case there needs to be a draft.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to have a draft? I don't think so. And I say that because if you look at what our adversaries are doing, they're really on the move. And that also includes how aggressive they're getting within our own hemisphere.
Yep.
That necessarily means Latin America, especially with this recent election outcome in Colombia. They've got a real progressive there. Mm-hmm. And that's a shame. But anyway, as far as women are concerned, it's ridiculous. They're necessarily suggesting a model after several countries and that have conscription, if you will, for both genders. But we don't live the way that, at least not yet, we don't live the way that Israel has to.
The reason I mention Israel is because I've been told by some military people they're trying to style the draft after Israel's design. Hold that thought. We'll have more. We'll have more when we come back because we've got to go to break. We're coming up on this time constraint thing, which just kicked in. All right, folks, I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, too. We'll talk a little bit more about this, and we'll tell you what I've heard about Israel. We'll be right back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
All righty. Well, the right after this is me telling you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Geico. Geico Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for more than 85 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me. Now, your local Geico office, as well as the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, can help you find coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. They can even cover your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV. And where you will really save money is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance together with your automobile insurance. You'll save a bunch of money and you'll be a happy camper. So check them out. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Now back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and good morning again to you.
Good morning.
All right, go ahead and pick it up where we left off.
You know, I appreciate Mel because Mel is, you know, he's doing what good Americans, good patriots do. He's looking at the whole landscape. You know, obviously, these senators that he's concerned about, these rhinos, are not even hit. You know, they don't represent him, but he's paying attention to them, which is precisely what we all should be doing. So hat tip to Mel. As far as being rhinos go, he's right. You know, I would say if the war planners and the State Department, for instance, are doing the right thing, and what was going on within the ranks of the military, because it's obviously all gone woke and all of that kind of stuff, we wouldn't even have to be having a discussion, one about the draft necessarily, or two, about putting women in the draft, so you wouldn't have to have a Joni Ernst or, you know, a Marsha Blackburn or the rest of them even voting this way. But you know, the way some of these people do vote, I think the only one that, well, maybe two or three, really do kind of stick to senators, that is. They're the right kind of convictions, the conservative convictions. There's not many of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes not only in the Senate, but also in the House. So, I mean, he's precisely right. And, you know, it's so hard for us, because there's so much stuff coming at us all the time, it's hard for us to prioritize our own dedication of issues. You know, I'm constantly reshuffling here. Do I want to pay attention to this? Is there a bigger picture? I mean, I'm sitting here. I decided this is kind of where I think that it might help out Mel. Well, maybe not. I don't know how help him out. But I went on to the House Oversight Government Reform Committee website on Thursday, I think it was, to see what it is that cockamamie committee is even doing, because it's chaired by a New York representative, Maloney, whom I don't have zero mm-hmm. use for. But anyway, last week they held a hearing to examine, get this, the toxic workplace culture at the Washington Commanders, otherwise known as the Redskins, including sexual allegations of sexual harassment spanning multiple decades. Now, the name of this committee is House Oversight and Government Reform.
Right.
It's what the government does. It's not what an NFL team does. So what in the world does government have to do with what is going on in the locker room of any NFL football team? Do you mm-hmm. see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So with that, where are the Republicans? Because mm-hmm. we got Republicans on this committee. Where are the Republicans that are on this committee that should be out there stomping their feet to tell, you know, Carolyn Maloney, you better get your priorities right? There are enough Mels.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
All
you,
right.
Mel.
All right. Well, let's go to the phone line and let's pick up Backgammon Bob, who I know has got a question. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what's your question?
Yes, Captain. I wanted to ask Denise, if we get supermajorities in both the House and the Senate, can we neuter Joe Biden and totally undo what he has? And the second thing is Russia really seriously thinking about using tactical nukes? And if they are, I suggest that we just match them one for one. Whatever we do, or whatever they do, we do. All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, well, we've answered your question before on the supermajority. If we get the supermajority, we put a check on the president. It's that simple.
Well, if we take back the House and the Senate, what it essentially does is put the Biden administration at least in neutral.
Yep.
But it only puts it in neutral on certain things, and that is I would say legislation that he would refuse to sign that would make it veto proof. So there's that piece. But the other piece is that the Republicans better have a pile, and I mean a pile a mile high, of legislative action that they would take in both in the House and the Senate that would force Biden to sign it. And that includes things under energy. That includes things under education. I mean, all the activist stuff. I mean, they better have a whole bunch of things to unwind the damage.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take a while to unwind this damage. I don't want your listeners to think that, you know, if the Republicans take back power, that this stuff will get fixed in a matter of, you know, a couple of months, because it won't. It's too big what this administration has done. But I will tell you that There are lots of good organizations, non-government organizations out there that are working with these Republicans to be ready to be able to pull the trigger on an awful lot of things. And that includes a lot of this spending. It includes all things that are inside the things that are causing this inflation. And that's the big one right there.
Yep.
It includes the stupidness that's going on over in the Pentagon and in the military. I'm looking at the things that they're what they call the Republican Study Committee.
Uh-huh.
There are things inside that, inside healthcare that they've got to come fix. They have some priorities in Social Security because Social Security is already insolvent. And then it's also the tax code. And, you know, there are other things that are necessarily, what you might call draining the swamp. And one of those things that are draining the swamp, and even Elon Musk came out with it, is who's really running this government? Well, the unions are running the government.
That's what he said.
And Biden will, he's been very upfront. You know, he's pro-union, pro-labor. So there are some things out there. Will Putin use tactical nukes? He won't use them, but he's going to use them as a threat always.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, this government isn't smart enough to shake down Putin's Praetorian Guard. And one of their biggest Praetorian Guards right now is China.
Yep.
Of course, if we take on China, it's going to hurt. We're not prepared to fracture the relationship between the United States and China because we are owned by China.
Mm-hmm.
If for nothing else, under rare earth minerals, which is a very big problem, and the other one is under pharmaceuticals. And we cannot deal with not having
yep.
a constant pipeline on the pharmaceutical piece.
We needed to get our pharmaceuticals out of there 20 years ago.
Well, not only that, but mm-hmm. we had a big opportunity to do that, and
yep.
we still do under COVID, mm-hmm. knowing under, and this government, this Biden government, hasn't decided to do anything. In fact, we're ingratiating ourselves even more with China, and China and Russia are taking advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, from Mel's and back to Bob's standpoint, there's so much that you'd have to keep necessarily both houses of Congress running 24/7, in other words, to get rid of some of this damage.
All righty, I will talk to you tonight, and we'll continue this and a lot more, so have yourself a great day.
Thank you.
Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great things that she writes about, and you'll be right up there with her when she does it. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is in for a tough summer when it comes to gas prices.
Driving season just started, and we know that there will be continued upward pull on demand.
That's according to Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm. Those comments courtesy of CNN's State of the Union. Granholm also famously said on CNBC that she cannot wave a magic wand to lower gas prices. This as a AAA station survey reports Sunday the nationwide average for a gallon of regular gas is $4.98 a gallon. The nation is observing the first federal holiday that commemorates the end of slavery in the United States. Juneteenth is in recognition of June 19, 1865, when African American slaves in Texas formally received word that they were freed. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first report on our military and veterans news here on the Captain's America Third Watch on a Monday morning. Brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, their website, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Go over there, check it out, see what they're all about. Meanwhile, here's more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses that will teach you, train you how to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. One of them is in Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa. They're across the bay from me in Clearwater. So you'd be here in the neighborhood. The second one is up in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city of Boston. Now, in either case, you can check them out by going online to the website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu. And once you do that, you should call them and set up an appointment. Now, you can go and visit one of the campuses, or you can visit both of them. Make up your mind that way. The phone number to call is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. The website, NAA.edu. The campuses are in Clearwater, Florida, and Concord, Massachusetts. Now, we talked a lot about the military in the first hour of the program because there were a couple things that we were getting at. One of them, of course, is the constant Ukraine having to prove themselves over and over and over again in the media that we're not the big old bad guys that we used to be, and we're being attacked by the Russians, and we need help, and we need munitions, and we need this, and we need that, which is all true. Now, are there people in Ukraine that might have created a problem for another administration? Sure. Sure. But they've pretty much gone silent on the will of the people wanting to get rid of the Russians. And I can assure you that a military, that a large number of people not only have volunteered to fight in the military, but are taking upon themselves as civilians to engage the Russians whenever and wherever they see them, which is why I suppose the civilian count is up so high. Now, again, the Army could do a lot more in what they're doing. But right now they're being held back as far as what they're giving the Ukraine military and what they're able to assist with, if anything, when it comes to supply drops and whatnot. Now, you can rest assured that the Russians are pulling out all the stops on this because they want to win. They want the Ukraine. And everything it stands for and all the minerals that are there and the oil and every other thing. And they don't care what the expense is by the way they're acting. Now, that being said, not only is the United States, not only is France, not only is Great Britain, all seeing to it that they're sending as much stuff as they possibly can on an all frequent basis to the Ukraine. Things that they can use for fighting. Now, could they use some other stuff? Sure. Will they get some other stuff? Maybe. Never say never when it comes to situations like this. Never say never. Because all of a sudden, they can get those helicopters they're looking for. They can get those jet planes they're looking for. They might not get a bunch of them, but they might get 3, 4, 5, 6, something like that. Just enough to get them started. And again, it's not just up to the United States. France has said that they're going to continue to ship them things as much as they can of whatever kind and make and method that they want. So that's France talking. Looks like the United Kingdom is doing the same thing. That's them talking. And if we're going to sit back and not do as much as the United Kingdom or France, then we're going to be the ones that are going to be called out for it by NATO. Because that's something that they will do. Now, in addition, you might have heard me talk before about the Army trying to develop a robotic warrior suit like Iron Man. Remember the Iron Man thing? This is going to be similar to that. Probably came from, for all I know, it probably came from the set of the Iron Man series. But they're going to try to make that so that they could have a one-up, if you will, in the battlefield. Now, when you hear me talking about this, and I'm reading a story about it, which came from Defense News, you've got to believe that the Russians and the Chinese have seen the same story. So what are they doing? Well, they're trying to do the same thing. Now it's a question of who's going to get it done first. And it always is. It always is. So we'll wait and we'll see who's going to get it done first. Now, we do know that the NATO ministers gathered late last week for talks focusing on bolstering forces and deterrence along the military alliance's eastern borders to dissuade Russia from planning any further aggression. If you didn't know that, you knew that. Also, there was a report yesterday of another American, having been captured. And they were parading him around the streets somewhere with the Russian troops. Don't know exactly where it was. I didn't see the video. I've been trying to find it. But it's there somewhere on something. And, of course, that's against the Geneva Convention. So when they do something like that, if the Russians were to lose this conflict, that would be another avenue for them to be persuaded to give up a name or whoever it was that produced that, and they'd be in trouble. By the way, before we go to break, thank you for being there for us following your half weekend off. Oh, it's Fred in Fort Lauderdale. He's saying, I got an idea. Blame the rich, publicly held, big oil companies for the fuel crisis in the U.S., not our energy policies, but profits. Okay. That's what they're doing, Fred. You know that, and I know that. Because it's the energy policy that put us in the mess we're in to begin with. And everybody got excited yesterday. I don't know if you know this, but everybody got excited when the price of gasoline dropped from $4 and something. Or wait a minute. Yeah, from $4 and something down to $3.98 a gallon, the national average. Everybody got excited. So it is what it is. And good morning to you, Wally. We'll be right back, folks, with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Remember, it's all about we the people here on the Captain's America Third Watch, and we shall return with more.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. Please warn him about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Why shocker?
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
And you know, I didn't know Chris was going to do that, but we appreciate that. And of course, I've known Chris for, I don't know, about 20 years now, it seems like. And we've chased each other all over the radio dial and had a lot of fun doing it. But this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Now, don't forget, when it comes to Moss Acura, you don't have to go very far to find a lot of happy and content faces, because their You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, for veterans, for first responders, as well as church pastors too, is working very, very, very well. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue next to Nissan, right there side by side. Find them online at mossacura.com. That's MAUSacura.com. And don't forget, you got to tell them the captain sent you. You might get a big old surprise when you do that. So, we go right now to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
I guess it's about 20 years we've been chasing each other around the radio dial.
Matt, I'd say at least 20.
Yeah.
We're dating ourselves longer than that.
Well, yeah, but the thing of it is, we're on a lot of the same stations on the weekend. Yeah. I get people to call me up, and they ask me money questions. You know, they want me to ask money questions of you, and I give them your office number. I said, no, just call Chris at this number and ask him the questions there. You don't want me to be the go-between. You want to ask him directly. So if you get some of those calls, that's where they're coming from. But anyway, I want to talk about Janet Yellen. Now, a recession in the United States, according to her, is not inevitable. And then she turns around and says, but the economy is likely going to slow. What the hell is she talking about?
Well, the economy already has slowed.
Of course it has.
We had negative growth in the first quarter.
Yep.
We had negative 0.5% growth in the first quarter. So I would most certainly say that that's slowing. What we're going to get in the second quarter, if it goes negative in the second quarter, well, then that checks one of the criteria boxes for a recession.
Yep.
So, you know, we could be well on our way. And quite frankly, the sooner we go into one, the better off we're going to be. And people keep saying, oh, geez, you know, you got to get a recession. And maybe next year. No, the sooner you get in is the sooner you're going to end up coming out of these situations. So, I'm hoping to get this done sooner rather than later. But, you know, the current administration is so lost at this point in time and not knowing what they're going to be able to do. I really think we're going to probably get a reprieve. And it depends. It depends whether or not, Republicans can get their act together and pull together some wins come the midterms this year. The reality is this administration is so bad at this point in time that if Republicans are smart, they could run against Joe Biden for the next several decades.
Sure.
And you just use point to this. This is a policy. This is what happened. You could run against Joe Biden for decades if they're smart. We'll see.
I never thought I would say I'd be talking about a president worse than Jimmy Carter, but we are. Okay, let's go to the phone line. Mr. Mike, what's on your mind?
Hi, Chris. Speaking of bad policies, I can't believe these clowns are actually considering. They say, oh, well, in order to lower consumer prices, we're going to lift tariffs on China. Now, we know what the Chinese do to the Uyghurs, so we're basically at a point where we're begging for oil from despots like Venezuela and the Saudis. Never mind you, the Saudis butchered Khashoggi in a horrible, awful way. And the Chinese are doing unspeakable things to the Uyghurs. And we're going to reward them both, and they're going to look at us and say, oh, look at those idiots. Look at them coming to us, and we can take advantage of them all we want. So what do you have to say, Chris? Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a big fan of tariffs because, quite frankly, it didn't work. They didn't. It's just like sanctions. They really just don't seem to work. I think that there are better ways that we can go about handling China. And I understand the Uyghur situation, but we've gotten to ourselves to a point in time where, you know, we're already, you can't get a little bit pregnant. The amount of things that are built and manufactured in China, unless, you know, we have a wholesale, okay, let's just make everybody move back, but you can't do that. Many companies around the country have been trying to ease up on some of the supply chain issues, but it's interesting when it comes to even clothing manufacturing. You know, they still say it's much, much more expensive to manufacture in Central America than it is in China still, even with all the delays when it comes to shipping. Again, this is, you know, decades-long policies are not going to be done with quick fixes like tariffs. It just doesn't work that way. You make mistakes, and sometimes you think there's a quick fix to it. There isn't. We do business with, you know, like I said, we do business with Saudi Arabia. We do business with all of these places because we have to. I think that our business policy and who we do business with should be separate from what we're trying to do when it comes to foreign policy. Foreign policy, again, I'm a big believer that we need to be an example to the rest of the world, and then more countries will want to be like us.
Yeah, that's all true. Now, I've got three specific things. I was thinking about this over the weekend, so I wanted to put this out here today with you. I've got three specific things that Joe Biden has done that have led to our increased gas prices, i.e. inflation. Number one was the first day he came into office, he said he was going to do it, he canceled the drilling leases and limited the domestic production by cutting back and stopping the Keystone XL pipeline.
Yeah, the first day. Yeah, you're absolutely right. That was it for the Keystone XL pipeline. And again, I, for the life of me, you know, I can't seem to understand, you know, the safest way to move, gas or oil from point A to point B are pipelines. We've got literally millions of pipes running all over the country. If you think about all the pipes going to people's homes from gas lines and all of the pipes that are delivering kerosene to airports, I mean, it's the best way of doing things. Not to mention some of the regulations that have been put on by the administration in regards to methane capture when during oil drilling. It would make it a hell of a lot more conducive and cheaper for oil companies to develop if they could actually get the methane out of the ground and put it in a pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
Areas are very remote, and then it forces them to put it on a truck and move it and raises costs. Again, we're behind eight ball when it comes to just about everything.
Well, that was number two on my list, was the choking regulations that managed to impose the big costs and led to higher prices on the oil companies. Because when you talk about basic economics, when they start throwing all those extra charges in there, the oil companies aren't going to eat that. They're going to pass it along to us.
Well, either that or they're not going to develop it. It's just, you know, it's a business plan. And if your costs are so high, where, you know, if, let's say if there's a, you know, oil prices come down, it makes it unprofitable. They're not going to get involved in something like that. You're not in the business to lose money. And, you know, regulations are a cost that's involved in for companies. And at some point in time, they're going to say, you know what, it's just not worth making that investment.
Yeah. And then the third thing, and I thought about this for a while, the anti-energy rhetoric that's been out there about, you know, well, big energy's bad, and we can't keep on investing in that. We got to go green. We got to this, we got to go that. Well, after a while, that kind of works on the little old human psyche, if you will, because while words don't literally do anything to change gas prices, the signals coming from the policymakers absolutely do. And we're seeing people that used to invest in oil that are investing in anything else but.
Listen, you got to go all in when it comes to energy, and that's the reality. And I'm not a big believer in subsidizing things, because then it causes a disconnect. You know, if windmills were, you know, as all awesome and as efficient everybody makes them out to be, be using them. I mean, T. Boone Pickens, who's a, you know, the late great oil baron there, he tried with the windmills in the West, and he just couldn't make the numbers work. He couldn't get the thing to work, you know, properly. So that's an issue. So again, you know, what I'm trying to say is that, you know, you got to be all in on everything, but it has to make sense. And to just basically try to say, hey, we're going to transform the solar panels and windmills, it's nuts. I mean, actually, the Treasury Secretary of the United States talking about that yesterday. And he knows better than that. I mean, and again, I lose respect for people when they end up just being a talking head or a mouthpiece for an administration. He understands fun. He must.
Okay, we got to run. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning, my friend.
You got the one.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the different things that he's involved into. And I'm sure you'll agree that he is, in fact, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.